Good morning again. Wow, so Saul's conversion is pretty dramatic, isn't it? Wow, Saul went from thriving on persecuting Christians to calling Jesus Lord. This conversion is quite dramatic in that Saul loses his sight, is taken into town, is healed by a stranger, a disciple of Jesus, and his name is changed to Paul. It is written that he will bring the Gentiles to Christ, and Paul does. Paul begins house church after house church, converting many, many, many. I'm sure the day Saul woke up, he did not know his life would be so dramatically changed. And as I was listening to Beth speak, I thought about Ananias' story as well. He didn't wake up and think he was going to go lay hands on the man who was persecuting the Christians. His world was turned upside down as well, and he just trusted. Can we click? Mine might not be on. There we go. So it seems our lives are not always what we plan them to be. Paul's certainly was not. We grow up thinking it will be or we will be or do something quite often that is not what we end up being or doing. Sometimes we grow up and do exactly what we think we're going to do, but for some reason it doesn't seem like what we thought it would be. We might not find purpose, or it might not be as fun or fulfilling as we might think. Some of us have had several journeys in our one lifetime. I know I have. We have had many careers or roles within our one life. We have remade ourselves into a new thing over and over and over. We go on unexpected journeys throughout our lives. As Dr. Seuss describes, out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsie as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Well, this week I started thinking that I haven't told my story in a while, and some folks might not have heard my story. So today I'm just going to share a little tiny bit of my story, and then in the coming months I'll share a little bit more as we go along. So I'm going to tell you about one chapter in my book, and that includes that at age 32 I was suddenly widowed. My daughter was 8 years old at the time when her dad died. Of course, this shaped our lives dramatically for the next few years, and it has shaped our lives ever since. My experience also includes loving family members who struggle with eating disorders, addictions, and with mental illness. So last week, someone asked me, "How do you stay so positive? You have had so many challenges." And my short answer was, well, stuff happens. But I have to say, I didn't say stuff. Stuff happens, and we get to decide how to live. I love the saying, make lemonade out of lemons. But I found this quote that describes my feelings even better. There is a tension that God is asking me to acknowledge and accept, the tension between ideals and realities. True joy is found by living somewhere between the ideal life and daily realities. That is where Jesus meets me, where his Holy Spirit empowers, and where I learn to live. And this is a quote by Sally Clarkson in a book, Seasons of a Mother's Heart. Let's remember we have resources. We have Jesus. We have our family. We have our church family. And wherever we go and whatever we do, let's remember we are a Christ follower. It's easy to get grumpy when things don't go our way. But we are able to talk and meet Jesus along the way. Saul, or Paul, was forever changed by the meeting at Damascus with Jesus. Paul lived his life forever changed by that conversation, conversion, and meeting. As we live our lives, stuff happens, and we are made new, whether we want to or not. Over and over, let us keep in mind, people we will know we are Christ's follower by our love. Today we gave Zoe a quote in a frame attributed to John Wesley. It says, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can." So this goes for Zoe, but this goes for everyone sitting here and everyone outside of this place. Let us all, no matter what happens, where we are in life, remember, stuff happens, and we will be okay because we have the brains and the feet, just like Dr. Seuss says. And we also have this great meeting place with Jesus wherever and whenever we need him. Amen.